And there's a couple other regions that I talked about in the Gulf of Maine, with sort of fewer options for each of them. But in the central Gulf of Maine, you know, so we're talking about those offshore ledges and banks. We've got the existing areas, so the Cache's Ledge groundfish areas, the sort of yellow bold, and then the two habitat closures in red, the southern one being the Cache's Ledge, because that really gets to the ledge feature itself, and then Jeffrey's Bank to the north. And then we've got, again, we analyzed what would happen if you removed all those management areas. And then we've got a couple more alternatives that basically sort of narrow the focus of these areas rather than the areas being sort of covering a wider range of habitat types, that these different alternatives, you know, eliminate a lot of the deeper mud bottom, would open that up to fishing, and then just focuses on sort of the shallower features where we know that there's a lot of cobble and boulder and structure that we think is more vulnerable to impact. And so alternative three includes options on Platt's Bank to the west, Bipanese, Cache's Ledge, sort of shrunken a little bit with the boundary moved over, and then a modified version of that Jeffrey's Bank area that eliminates some of the deeper habitats to the north and focuses on some shallower parts. And then alternative four, which is what the council, actually let me, well, I'll go back to that. This is the one that the council identified as preferred this week. It's just these areas on Cache's and Jeffrey's, and then with sort of enhanced protection on the very top of Cache's around Almond Rock, protection from all different types of fishing. So in this region, this sort of just shows you the same data, you know, where are the different substrates distributed, what do we, you know, what's the quality of that data, what's the resolution of that data, and then what's the estimated vulnerability of the seabed, and how that overlays the different management areas. And these are some of those same hotspot figures for this region. We definitely have less sampling in the central Gulf of Maine. That's sort of been one of the challenges here, particularly on top of the features. So, you know, we have other sources of information that tell us that, you know, there's definitely groundfish on top of Bipanese Ledge, on top of Cache's Ledge, but at least in the survey, trawl surveys, we don't have nearly as much data as we would like. So we're, the hotspots we identified are sort of sparse, but we're not sure that that really reflects, you know, the actual distribution of the fish. It may be as much a function of the data that went into the process. So just as there's uncertainty with the habitat data, there's uncertainty with the groundfish data as well. But this chart also shows you going into eastern Maine where some of those hotspots are. And there's quite a lot of juvenile groundfish, you know, up all the way down east in what we're calling the Machias area. And then also especially in the fall in this area, the eastern Maine area. So in that region, we've got, those are basically the different options. So looking at, no, actually, we don't currently have any management areas for habitat all the way this far east. So this amendment would define those for the first time. And so the one alternative, alternative two on the left, is what the council identified as their preferred option for this at this point earlier this week. And so it would include that eastern Maine area that you see. The donut is Mount Desert Rock. The council sort of decided that they didn't want to put these habitat areas within state waters, so that's the reason for that. And then the Machias area. And then the other alternative includes this other area, Toothaker Ridge, further south, that had a lot of different groundfish species in it. A smaller version of that eastern Maine area in the Machias area. But right now the council's talking about,
I just had a question on alternative three.
Yes.
The Toothaker Ridge part of it, how did you come up with that western bump when that's all mud?
Michelle, can I just ask a few questions? You can all hear it.
Yeah, so his question was how did we define the actual boundaries of that area? Partly, honestly, it was groundfish hotspot analysis is all based on TOES, which are sort of a point location. And then we did the gridding process that sort of binned multiple TOES. And so really those boundaries are sort of partly a function of the grid that we were working from. So I guess Yeah, I mean, on this chart, you can kind of see the echo of that shape of that grid. You know, I think certainly as we go through the process of getting comments and going through hearings, the kind of thing we would hope to hear is, you know, the boundary of this isn't right, you know, I think this, and...
It's pretty much, that's mud.
Yeah.
You're telling us that mud isn't as vulnerable as rocks.
Yeah.
Well, I wonder why it's included.
Yeah, that's a good point. And one of the challenges in this region generally is that we, you know, that area inshore actually may be fairly well mapped. There was a really good piece of work done by the state of Maine a number of years ago to use multi-beam to map substrate type there. So we can take a look at that for sure. But generally, we're pretty data poor in this region in terms of habitat mapping. You know, that eastern Maine large area, we know that there's all kinds of complex bottom, very steep, rugged. There's lots of deep water corals that live there that are, you know, attached to rocky substrates, and it's just simply not mapped very well. So coming up with some of these boundaries is a challenge because you're trying to protect the right habitats and allow access to other places, but that's tough when we're lacking the data. So please submit these comments when we go out to public hearings. We'd love to hear from you.
That area there around 2 acres.
Yeah.
That basically, you're telling me that you included that in the map because you caught fish there.
Right. I mean, there's definitely, you know, parts of that area we, you know, are a bit more structured, but there's a lot we don't know. But yeah, we identified that area based on the distribution of juvenile barfish. And I can, if anyone really wants, I can look at exactly which species and their sort of abundance.